iCombinator just sent its first check in USDC, and it landed on Solana. iCombinator has completed its first stablecoin investment. The accelerator sent $500,000 in USDC to Totalis, a prediction market derivatives startup, with the transaction settling on Solana. It is the first time in YC's 20-year history that funding has moved on-chain rather than through a wire transfer, or ACH. From announcement to on-chain receipt, YC telegraphed this in February 2026, when visiting partner Namil Dalal confirmed that the spring 2026 batch would have the option to receive their standard $500,000 allocation in Circle's USDC. Stablecoins is one of the key pillars for us, Dalal said at the time. We just want to live and breathe that as well. The program lets founders choose between traditional fiat and USDC, regardless of whether they're building crypto products. Recipients can select their chain, Ethereum, Solana, or Base. Totalis picked Solana, and the transfer was hosted through Ramp. What was a policy announcement 2 months ago is now an on-chain fact. That distinction matters. Dozens of VC firms have said they're exploring stablecoin disbursements. YC is the first legacy accelerator to actually execute one. What Totalis is building, Totalis positions itself as a derivatives layer for prediction markets. The platform lets traders construct multi-leg combinations across categories, markets, and venues, spanning geopolitical events, crypto, and sports. Think of it as option-style composability for the prediction market stack, where a user can build structured positions rather than placing binary yes-no bets. The $500,000 seed round, with YC's participation, funds this core product. By receiving the capital in USDC on Solana, Totalis avoids the multi-day settlement and intermediary costs of international wires. For a startup building on-chain, the capital arrives in the same format it will be deployed in. Why Solana, and why it matters for the chain's payments narrative? Totalis could have taken the USDC on Ethereum or Base. Choosing Solana adds one more institutional data point to a chain that has been accumulating them. Solana-based card issuers like Jupiter, Cast, and Solflare already process retail USDC spend on the same network. Payment protocol X402, which Solana introduced at Consensus Hong Kong, targets machine-to-machine USDC payments. Now venture capital itself settles on Solana. The retail, institutional, and infrastructure layers are converging on the same chain. SOL was trading at 85.72, up 4.2% over 24 hours as of April 14, 2026. BTC sat at 74,440, plus 4.8%, and ETH at 2368, 7.9%, with the fear and greed index at 54, neutral. The precedent problem for traditional VCs, Dalal noted in February that he was unaware of any legacy venture capital firm offering stablecoin funding to founders. That's no longer a theoretical gap. YC has a live transaction, and every other accelerator now faces a simple question. Why are you still wiring money? For founders outside the United States, the appeal is obvious. International wires can take 3 to 5 business days, involve correspondent bank fees, and sometimes fail compliance checks that freeze funds for weeks. USDC on Solana settles in under a second with subcent fees. YC's move also has a regulatory tailwind. The Genius Act, signed into law in 2025, gave stablecoins a federal framework in the U.S. Circle's USDC has become the default compliant stablecoin for institutional use, and its growing dominance in European markets suggests the same pattern abroad. What comes next? YC CEO Gary Tan has indicated the organization plans to make future investment payments in stablecoins rather than through traditional banking rails. If stablecoin disbursement becomes the default rather than the opt-in, it changes the plumbing of early-stage funding. Startups that receive capital in USDC need spend infrastructure, payroll providers that accept stablecoins, vendor payments on-chain, and for day-to-day expenses, crypto cards that let founders off-ramp USDC without converting back to a bank account first. The entire stack from investment to spend gets shorter. For now, Totalis has $500,000 in USDC on Solana and a product to build. YC has a receipt on-chain. The next spring 2026 batch companies deciding between wire and USDC will have one less reason to pick the wire.